Okay, so kids, there is a man I have brought in. He is a clown, and he is going to tell you an exciting story, and I'm going on coffee break. So, listen to him. Okay.
I'm listening. Be quiet, I am listening to the story. Quiet, I am listening to the story. I am trying to listen. Everybody be quiet.
Come on, kids, and gather round. Everyone just come sit down. I'll turn your frowns upside down. I'll tell the tale of Tiny Town. It's a nice good fairy tale that I learned when I was in jail. Make sure that you ring a bell if you can't handle what I tell. Back in my heyday, back in the 80s, there was a place called Tiny Town. Now, it wasn't your average, ordinary town, it was something special. Because all the people there were tiny, hence the name Tiny Town. Now, one day, little Timmy Tiny heard a creepy sound. He ran back to the village and he screamed, "Oh no! I heard a scary noise! It was something very big and it's coming after me! It's gonna eat us all!" Come on, kids, and gather round. Everyone just come sit down. I'll turn your frowns upside down. I'll tell the tale of Tiny Town. It's a nice good fairy tale that I learned when I was in jail. Make sure that you ring a bell if you can't handle what I tell. Now, of course, no one really believed little Timmy, because he always lied to everyone. So no one believed him. But then that next night, Mummy Tiny went outside, and she saw something very large, and she said, "Timmy, I think you weren't lying." So he came along, and he talked to her, and they decided it was the same thing. So they brought out Daddy Tiny, and he had a shotgun, and they saw it, and Daddy Tiny said, "I won't be able to take that down. It's too big. It's too scary. I can't handle it." Gather round, everyone just come sit down. I'll turn your frowns upside down. I'll tell the tale of Tiny Town. It's a nice good fairy tale that I learned when I was in jail. Make sure that you ring a bell if you can't handle what I tell. The big scary monster grabbed the entire family and threw it into its underground lair. Now, underground lairs are usually quite scary, and this was no exception. There were large spiders, and they bit them, and they bit the family all over, and they were screaming for help, and they couldn't get out. Then suddenly, they woke up in the morning, and they were all fine, or so they thought.
I am tough. Do not tell my girlfriends.